Makes me sick.
This is Juanita, and this is It Starts Now, the podcast that celebrates grown folk joy, bold conversations, and living your best life after 50. Join me, your host, Juanita, as I talk real talk about life, wellness, relationships, style, and everything in between, always with laughter, zero politics. You can catch us now on BBS Radio TV, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Your best life, it starts now. Oh my God. You know, I keep saying this. I say it every time I do a show, and I'm saying it again because I'm looking at this gorgeous woman, Ann Mattingly Lowe. She's the CEO and founder of Generation Skincare. And we really need to do video. You guys, she was just sharing me how old she was. I won't share unless she wants to share it. But she looks 20 years younger. And I am not exaggerating. And, you know, first, welcome to It Starts Now. And, you know, today we're going to be talking about something we all see every morning, the face in the mirror. I see the face in the mirror. Ann sees the face in the mirror. But today we're going to talk about something that we see every morning, the face in the mirror. What is the conversation about wrinkles, about confidence, about, you know, reinvention? You know, Ann and I were sharing before we started talking, we were talking about inner beauty. Inner beauty basically is feeling good about yourself on the inside. And that actually projects a beautiful outside. And a lot of people don't get that. I get that. I got that. And it took a long lesson for me to really understand that. And because as we were talking before we started the show, you know, I too suffer from depression and, you know, especially when loss and friendships and, you know, you get older, you find that you're losing a lot of your friends and people that you thought were your friends and people that were in your corner, and you lose them. And you're just like, okay, what am I doing wrong? And that starts projecting on the inside. And then all of a sudden, knocking on the door is, hello, self-esteem, feeling good about yourself.
Right.
What the hell are you doing? Who cares? You need to start feeling good about yourself. So we're going to talk about her, her company, all things healthy skin, all things about how you look younger and feeling good about yourself. And this chica, she has on this hat, this beautiful turquoise cowboy hat. I am doing video for the next season. Our next season starts
Let's
in September.
It.
She looks amazing. And welcome to the podcast.
Well, thanks, Juanita. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So you spent more than 25 years in the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, what was that moment that made you say, you know what, it's time for me to start something new?
Well, you know what? I actually retired, and I had been retired for 2 years, and I came out of retirement because of my own personal struggles with my skin and menopause.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I've always been a science nerd, and, you know, I know that ingredients are very important, and I'd been fiddling with it for a while back in Missouri, and then my fiance at the time, Jeff, and I moved out to Colorado, and we got a tough climate out here. And I was going through menopause at the time, and menopause, ladies, is no joke, right? They tell us about the hot flashes and all that, but they don't talk about the skin, and it really impacts your skin. And it really affected my overall well-being in terms of not just the way I appeared, but the way that I felt, like we were talking. So I got some sun damage, and then I started getting that menopause crinkly neck and jowls and dry skin. And I'm lucky I have a niece, Dr. Teresa Mattingly, who's a dermatologist. And I called her and I said, listen, you got to help me out with this. So she helped me with some active ingredients, and I started formulating them. And I'm just telling you, within like just weeks, my skin looked so much better. I felt better. Everybody wanted to know what I was doing. I started giving it to friends and family, and I had no idea that I was going to come out of retirement and form a skincare company, but I did, and I never looked back. I was 55 years old at the time, and I just turned 61 last Friday, and we're killing it. We're having the best time. It's all about giving people that inner and outer glow and that confidence where you just radiate.
When she says 61, so she says it. She threw that
Oh,
out there.
I own it. You got to rock it, women.
And she is rocking it to the point where she looks 20 years younger. And I am not exaggerating. Ladies, I am not exaggerating. When she came on and I just saw this glow, and then she shared this product that she has, which, that's a game changer. We're gonna put all that in the show notes. But girl, menopause, you just touched on something. I've done so many shows on Miss Minnow. Miss Minnow is driving me
Oh.
crazy. And my skin, and I didn't, you know what? They did not tell us about the skin.
Well, if you want me to tell you, I can tell you exactly what happens at menopause.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what happens when we age? About age 25 to 30, we start making about 1 to 2% less hyaluronic acid and collagen. So that's not that big of a deal. Most people start maybe taking some supplements and the powder. One thing not to do is topical collagen because unless it's vegan, it's just going to sit on top of your face and it's not going in. But fast forward a few years, the average age of menopause is 52, 53, but some women really go into perimenopause much, much earlier. And we start making about 5 to 6% less hyaluronic acid and collagen annually. Do the math. And at the same time, our elastin fibers are breaking. So what it looks like, Juanita, it looks like we're losing volume in the top of our face. And then kind of it's the skin starts kind of going south between the nose and the neck. So it looks like we have extra skin around the jawline. And at the same time, we're losing our elasticity, so it doesn't bounce like it used to. So I can tell who's postmenopausal between the nose and the neck because of the deep nasolabial folds, jowls, and turkey neck. And that is what happened. So I knew we had to do something to help. Now, I can't say I can totally cure it because I'd rather underpromise and overdeliver. But I'm a science nerd. When I was 17 years old, I won fourth place at the International Science and Engineering Fair.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm one of those people that want to know everything. So between my niece being a physician and knowing, a lot about active ingredients, and then my natural curiosity, I knew we had to do something. So peptides are the key to this. Our glow that I showed you, I popped a little on my face right a minute ago. Not only does it give you a glow, but it's got three medical grade peptides. So when you put that on your skin, these are short amino acid chains, and it signals to our dermis, hey, body, start making more hyaluronic acid, start making more collagen, repair elastin, and people start looking more youthful. And then the niacinamide gives you a glow. So it's pretty cool, right?
And I'm thinking that I'm just assuming you don't have any foundation on.
I wear a Zippo foundation. The only thing I have on is lip gloss and mascara.
And she, the glow in her skin right now, people, it's firm. It looks like she was like in a sun, on the beach, and the sun just kissed her face.
God bless you. Thank
She
you,
has
Juan.
no foundation on, people. I've got to do video. She just threw that stuff on her face, and I said, okay, this chick, does she have on foundation? And she has none.
I appreciate it. It's really though, we want to have healthy skin more than anything. And Juanita, when you have healthy skin, it glows. And one of the funny things that happens to me is I get older women, and I am one of them. I'm 61, but I mean, my oldest customer we know of is 91 years old. We have a lot of women in their 80s and 70s. But sometimes they feel defeated, especially after menopause. They're like, "Oh, it's too late. There's nothing I can do." And I'm like, well, first of all, are you 91? Because look at my friend here. She looks
Oh
fantastic.
my
Secondly,
gosh.
we have to remember our skin is our biggest organ. Our skin weighs 33% of our body weight. And I'm like, did you quit taking care of your other organs too, like your heart and your kidney and your lungs? We got to take care of our skin. It's our biggest organ. It protects everything that goes in and out of our bodies. And we're more likely to get cancer there than some of these other places. So, yeah, it's not a luxury, it's a necessity.
And I don't get, I mean, and I'm so glad that I have you on the show that you can talk about skincare first, because I don't get the fact that people are getting older and they're not paying attention to what's underneath all of that makeup. And I'm a makeup artist, media groomer by trade. And
Right.
I I don't understand why people who are getting older want to add so much makeup to their face now.
Amen,
It just
sister.
makes them look older.
That is what I tell people all the time. So when I was going through that phase, when I was 53 and I was going through menopause and I had hyperpigmentation down the side of my face and I felt dry, what did I do? I started putting makeup on, trying to cover it up. And truth be told, it really did make me look older. I'm like, oh my God, I'm one of those little old ladies that's wear too much makeup. And I look like I have cake batter sitting in my old lady dress. Like, oh my gosh, no. So I made a vow with myself that if I got rid of those spots and my products do that I was going to make a product that gives you a glow. And that's what this is, because I think everybody looks better with glowy, healthy skin. And if you want to put makeup on, that's great, but you don't need as much. And it can just make you look natural. Like, you're the expert at that one, Nina.
Exactly. And I am with you on that, Anne. I don't think that women need to spend an hour putting on makeup at this age. I mean, you know, at any age, I mean, I'll throw that out there, but especially at this age, it's putting on so much makeup and not, you know, addressing the fact that my skin looks like crap. So I'm covering up the fact that I'm not taking care of my skin. I'm going to bed with makeup on, which I never understood that. You know, I don't care who you're with. It's like you're gonna see this, you're gonna see the natural in me. If I'm staying at your house, the makeup is coming off. I'm not going to bed with makeup on.
I know it's the worst thing you can do. And sometimes I ask, and you know, I tell these women, now you're going to put these serums on after you wash their face. And hand to God, 20, 25% of them just tell me that they don't wash their face. And I'm like, what? You got to wash your face, right? And get all the toxins off from the day. And you know, and then one of our products at night that you put on, it's actually an exfoliator. It's got lactic acid in it. So it starts to slough off and remove a lot of the dead skin cells. So I say, get up in the morning and wash your face again and help slough that stuff off. Because all you want to do is just get to where you have a nice, beautiful, clean palette.
And I love that. I love your products. I just started looking at all your stuff and I'm like, oh my God, I like that. I like that. But what
You
is the
up.
three biggest skincare mistakes that women over 50 are making that you
Well,
find?
I think it goes one way or the other. They either just give up and don't do anything, or they overcomplicate it and they do way too much. Right? And it's like my goal was to help them, you know, I mean, like, wear sunscreen, ladies. You got to. Use good ingredients consistently. Menopause is going to change your skin, so your skincare needs to change. And you know, it's like you can't have the same hairstyle from the 80s. You can't keep the same skincare. And you know, I really wanted to make it simple because I'm very low maintenance. I don't wear makeup anymore. So, you know, we really do have like a one, two, three kind of a serum thing where it's super easy. And I can totally wash my face, put my serums on, a little moisturizer, sunscreen, and I'm out the door in less than 60, 70 seconds. It's that quick.
See, now that's, I love that. I love the fact that, I mean, because you never know, an emergency may arise. You may have to go out like really quick. And you kind of want that fast but effective look, if that's the word, look when you just go out. You don't want to have to just go, oh my God, I'll be there in 20, 30 minutes. I
Oh
have
my
to go
gosh,
and put on my
Adrienne.
conceal.
Oh
I
my
gotta put on
God.
my this and
What?
that. I just don't understand. And I work with a woman that is older. And, you know, whenever I see her, I won't say where I work with her because she'll may know, I don't know. But I work with her. And every time I see her, I'm just like, and I even say it sometimes, I said, you have on way too much makeup.
Really?
And she doesn't, she just, you know, like I just said something, it went in one end, went out the other. So I just said, okay, that's
Yeah.
how we're doing it. That's how we're doing it.
It's tough. People,
It
you know,
is
they
tough.
have it,
But
you know.
our, you know, our audience embraces age and we're not fighting it. So how has your philosophy on beauty changed as you've gotten older?
Well, like, we have little signs up at our booth, like, be your own kind of beautiful, you know, because people will walk. I do a lot of festivals and they'll walk by my booth and go, oh, are you going to make me look 20 again? I'm like, no, I'm not. Absolutely not. I'm like, I want you to look like your best version of yourself, right? I want you to feel, you know, comfortable, like your skin is healthy and that you got this natural glow we've been talking about. and that you can smile and look people in the eye and just feel confident, because really it's your face is it, you know? Like a lot of times, I mean, I love jewelry, as you can see, but I tell people, like, I'm like, spend the money on the face first, because they're seeing your face way before they see your
Exactly.
jewelry, you know? And you
Exactly.
don't have to spend a fortune. So I think it's just, I become, you know, less critical and more forgiving, you know, because some of those wrinkles and those laugh lines, they're there for a reason, right? I mean,
Yeah.
it's life, a good life we've lived.
A good life. We enjoyed laughing. We having a
Yeah.
great life. I mean, laugh lines are for a reason. I mean, sometimes people want to erase everything.
Right. Don't go
Just
crazy.
don't go that crazy. One of the things that I realize is that the skincare industry, and I'm like I said, I'm in the industry as well, as far
Yeah.
as makeup, but the skincare industry, they're full of a lot of promises. And I think that's what people, consumers, they want to know, the difference between, what is great marketing versus, products that actually work and backed by science. And I actually think yours is backed by science. What do you call
Yeah,
yourself? A
well,
nerd? What kind of nerd you call
I'm a
yourself?
nerd.
Yeah,
No, I
you're a
mean,
nerd. I love
ingredients.
that. I love
Go to, if
that.
you're on our website, look at every product, and you're going to click on product details, and it's going to go through every single active ingredient and what it does. So one of
Wow.
I was at a program the other day, and somebody said, Miracle Honey, it works on your pain and your wrinkles. I'm like, oh my God, don't say things like that. It runs it for everybody, you know, to set that kind of an expectation. So our sign says, you know, no, it's not magic. It's not a miracle. It's just science.
Right.
And, you know, so look at the back of the bottle instead of the gimmicky marketing stuff.
Yeah.
Look at the ingredients and know what you're putting on and in your body, right? And you really have to just get educated about, you know, what works and what doesn't. So, you know, listen to dermatologists, listen to skincare experts. You know, everybody skin's a little bit different, but like, pay attention to what ingredients that we're talking about and why. Put them on your skin and see, did it make a difference? Because so many
Right.
women say, oh yeah, I use this brand and I spend $200 a bottle on it. I'm like, and I'm looking at their face and they have sunspots.
Oh
So
my
how do you
God.
feel? How do you feel it's working? They're like, well,
Right.
I don't know. And then they feel married to it. And I'm like, listen, I love it if you're loyal to a brand because it's good. And you're not just hopping all over the place for the next new trend. I go, but don't just, you know, stick with something because it's expensive and you think you're supposed to like it.
Yeah.
How's your skin look, right?
Right. I think that's the misconception. And it's like, people think that since they spend $200 on something and they say it's expected to work, it better work, it is working. And they make themselves think that it's working. And it really isn't. I mean, it's like you got fancy packaging, you got fancy promotion, you got this, you got a young child, 20 something years old, is telling me as, 50, 60-year-old, how I'm supposed to look, which drives me crazy, by the way. And I
Ditto.
think that's the misconception, is that just because you paid a lot of money for something that is supposed to work, or it is working.
Right. I mean, you're the only one that can be the judge. And
Right.
I tell people, when you use our products, take a picture before you start using and take that same photo every 2, 4, 6, 8, 12 weeks, and you be the judge. And you say, is my skin better? Does it feel
Right.
better? Does it look better? Because a lot of times when they don't take that photo, when we don't notice little changes in our skin. And they're like, I don't think it's working. I'm like, okay, let's look. And then they're like, oh my
Yeah.
God, you know, but it really, you know, marketing's a tricky thing out there because, you know, we're not a huge brand. We're a small boutique brand. You see, I'm in my shop office now. In the back, we have a lab. I make these products myself in a lab
Wow.
coat.
Wow.
My niece is a dermatologist. And, you know, really, it's about having authenticity and pride in small batch products that really work. And every one of our serums, except for our eye serums, have two kinds of hyaluronic acid. And we're known for this dual weight. And that part of it is most people have dry skin beneath their epidermis. And your
Right.
dermis is the second layer, and it's really difficult to overhydrate that. So we use a really great molecule called super low molecular weight hyaluronic acid, and it costs 200 times more than what most companies are using. But what that means is it penetrates and gets down to your dermis, and it swells up to 1,000 times its weight in water. And that makes everybody look dewy and, you know, plump in a good
Plumpy,
way.
yeah.
Good, because hydration is good for your skin. So,
Absolutely.
like, that's not marketing, that's science. I'm telling you why super low molecular weight hyaluronic acid is working. And most companies aren't even going to tell you what type of hyaluronic acid that they're using.
Yeah.
It's all the same. It's not.
'Cause I was going to ask you, and I think I know what the answer is already. It's like if someone walks away from this or listen to this, Nate, that one skincare ingredient after the day's interview, what should it be and why? And I think I know the answer.
I gotta tell you, you're gonna be mad at me. I don't love just one ingredient, but yeah,
Okay.
everybody should be using a low molecular weight hyaluronic acid to
Yep.
hydrate. But
Yep.
I think everybody should be using a vitamin C product in the morning because it really
Yeah.
helps protect you from the environment, right? And most people should be using niacinamide because that also helps with pigmentation and glow. And you are never taking my peptides away from me because that's what helped me with my turkey neck and my gels. So,
Wow.
I know there's supposed to be some super ingredient, and that's the marketing thing. There's
Right.
not one ingredient. And what I do and what we do is we put as many active ingredients in every bottle of our products as we can. So like
Wow.
every time that you use this product, any one of these products, you're always getting the two types of hyaluronic acid. You don't have to get a separate bottle for your hyaluronic acid. That's the base ingredient in all of our products. And then we add to it because you always need hydration. So I always think
Right.
it's silly when companies are trying to get you to buy, oh, this is our hyaluronic acid serum. And then here's this, and here's this, and here's this. I'm like, oh my gosh, you don't have to do that. You can always have your hyaluronic acid, and we can add on all the other good stuff. And there's science behind why you do vitamin C in the morning and an alpha hydroxy acid at night, and things like that. And I just really love to educate people to help you take care of your biggest organ, right? Super
Yeah,
important.
and it's important, and I'm glad you said hyaluronic acid because I know that our girl menopause, she
Yeah.
snatches all that away from us. I mean, and
Yeah.
they're pushing hyaluronic acid not only for your skin care, but they're also pushing it for your lady bits, your lady parts, to keep that to get
Yeah.
that nice and supple again. So it is
Hey,
a
nothing
read,
wrong
and
with
it
it.
does work, but you don't
Yeah,
want to
but
have
like
a thousand things on your counter trying to
right.
get the one thing. I mean, and that's what. And I can really throw this out to you, Ann. I got that skincare regimen, and I'm really passionate about it. But I don't want to have a whole lot of stuff that I gotta put this on and then cut that on. Oh, did I put that? You get older, you forgot what you put on last. It's like, did I put
Right.
that on? Did I put that one on? Okay,
Right.
so I
Well, let's
love the
just,
fact that you
yeah.
have your product has everything. I love that.
They do, and they're color-coded. So there's three serums.
Oh.
There's three serums called the Trio. That's our best seller. If you do the Trio, it'll change your skin. And
Okay.
it's green, and the green says AM on the bottle. And
Oh
then
my
at night, there's a
gosh.
blue one that says blue PM. So you know, I don't know about you, but I got my readers on all the time. I always have
Yes,
them off. I don't want to grab the
yes.
wrong thing. And then this glow that gives you the glow, you can
Oh
put that on
yeah.
morning, night, day, anytime you want. So you can just grab a bottle and know which color you're grabbing and when you should put it on. It's super easy.
And what I love about your company, Anne, is that you emphasize luxury pricing, luxury without pricing,
Yes.
or quality without luxury pricing. I'll
Right.
rephrase that. So why is affordability such an important part of your mission?
I grew up with parents from the Great Depression era. And my dad was a World War II vet in the army, and we had enough stuff in our basement to survive a major bombing. And they were very, very
Wow.
frugal. So it taught me about frugality. And I thought, I've been blessed in my life. I made a good amount of money when I worked in the pharmaceutical industry. It allowed me to retire at 53. My goal wasn't to get out here and to make as much money as I could. It was so that every person, whether it's, a school teacher or a service worker or a nail tech or whoever it is, can afford the same pricey, luxury, high quality ingredients that you get at the medical spa or the dermatologist's office at a fraction of the price. So that was what I wanted. I want everybody to be able to have those ingredients. And I'm frugal myself. So I always tell people, there's a brand out there. Am I allowed to say other brands?
Oh, God, yeah. I don't,
Okay.
yes.
SkinCeuticals has a product called
Oh, I
C
know
acrylic acid.
SkinCeuticals.
Yeah, we
Yes.
knocked that product off. And long story short, we've got the same active ingredients. We don't, 30% of their volume is propylene glycol, which is antifreeze. We don't use any junk like that.
Oh my.
Phenoxyethanol is a toxic preservative they use. Ours comes from radish root.
Oh
And we
my
put ours in an
gosh.
airless pump so it lasts much longer as opposed to, you know, you're pumping and it keeps all the air out. And you see those little cute bottles. Here's a marketing one for you. Those little amber bottles with the little
Oh
peppers.
yeah.
Yeah, not good. You take the top off, you're exposing it to air and sunlight, that oxidizes it.
Oh.
It breaks down the integrity of the product extremely rapidly, especially vitamin C. Yeah.
Wow.
So they charge $186 for a
Oh.
1 ounce bottle.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah.
Ours is $38.95.
Oh
So
my
there's,
God.
yeah. So we offer the same luxury ingredients, if you will, and the best kind of hyaluronic acid. And we added a pentapeptide for aging and put it in the packaging so it preserves for months. We did all these things and we still charge between a fourth and a fifth as much as they do.
Yeah, I've seen that comp I've seen that bottle, and I've seen the 189, and I've seen how small it is, and I've seen how when you take, and I, you know, like, ooh, do I dare say that? So I bought it like years ago, and I was so mad because whenever I would take the little stopper off, and I'm squeezing, and I'm just like, and then the next thing I know, it was gone. It was empty, and I'm like, what did I just pay for?
I know, it's frustrating.
You know,
Sometimes
what did
they're,
I literally just pay for?
yeah, I want to give us girls a good value, you know?
Exactly. So, you know, and I know you can share a story about someone that you probably helped, and you've seen the change, and not only the change in their skin, but
Yeah.
the whole way they start acting on, or coming to you.
Yeah.
Like, they probably came to you and going, you know, like dull and dry, and then next thing you know, they used your products, and you've seen the difference. Their friends seen the difference. How does that make you feel?
Oh my gosh, amazing. When you hear, I mean, I've had people cry because they're so happy. And they're like,
Wow.
you know, I was so busy covering up my face, metaphorically, physically, and, you know, hiding behind a mask that I didn't want anybody to see me. And look, it's freeing and liberating. And they smile and they're confident. And they're like, thank you, Anne. It's like you gave me my confidence back. Like I can go out in public now and not be embarrassed. And, you know, yeah, I get emotional about it because
Oh,
it's like,
wow.
you know, that's a big gift to have. And it does,
Yeah.
there's actually a new field called psychodermatology, and they're linking how our mind and our brain and every, and our, you know, affect our skin and vice versa. So it's not that we just think it impacts it. It does. When people are depressed, like for me, it's hard to get out of bed and want to do self-care. And I'm like, just brush
Yeah.
your teeth, just wash your face, right?
Right.
And then get that glow on. Or, you know, and then the other way around, when we have bad skin, it makes us feel depressed. You know, a lot of people with really bad acne get that way. I helped somebody that had just horrible acne scars. And I mean, talk about life changing, you know, it really does change their lives. And that is what I live for. I mean, how many people get to come out of retirement and be a
Yeah.
founder of a skincare company and help us with their
Exactly.
skin and then give people their glow back. It's like Stella got her groove back, but she got her glow back.
Got her glow back
Yeah.
because that is so important. And it's like I keep looking at your face, and it's like sometimes I forget what I'm gonna ask because her face looks so good. She put that glow on her face, and it just was like,
You.
what did you just do? And she said, I just, and that's like, but it's just the smallest things that we need that will make us feel and look amazing,
Yeah,
and
and
we need
remember,
to
it's about
remember
skin health.
that.
It is about skin health. This is not,
Yes.
that's why I say luxury pricing, but it's not a luxury because we're supposed to take care of our skin, you know? And
Right.
sometimes I show some of the, you know, when the women that, I don't want to say they're curmudgeons, but they've kind of given up and they're like, oh, I'm not going to do anything. I'm too old. I sometimes just whip out pictures of skin cancer. And I'm like, well, this is what basal
Oh,
cell carcinoma
wow.
looks like. This is what squamous looks like. You know, this is what melanoma looks like. Because seriously, I'm like, maybe you got to scare them straight.
Yeah. No, you do. You really do. So this is something that we always ask our guests. Anybody who's out here listening today and they've been putting themselves last, what's one small thing that they can start doing today, Anne, to feel healthier, more confident, and more empowered?
Drink water, smile at everyone and say hello, because when you get the focus off of yourself and on other people, it makes you feel better.
I like that.
You
And
know,
you're
but of course,
right.
take care of yourself too, right? But don't be afraid to do that. Like, don't be afraid to take care of yourself. But along the way, when I'm the most depressed, I find that if I get out there and volunteer or help somebody else with something,
Right.
that's what makes you feel better inside, you know?
So here's a fun thing I'm gonna do with you real quick before we
Okay.
let you leave. And then I want you to tell everybody about your company and how we can how everyone can embrace this, because I'm definitely doing, I am gonna be that girl. Just seeing your face, oh God, I keep saying that, but I'm telling you,
I
people,
know. You're gonna put a
it's just
picture of me
life
up, Lena.
changing. It's just nice to see people taking care of their skin without a lot of makeup.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree.
That's what I just miss that. I miss seeing women who just want to wake up, they drink their water, they drink their coffee, because I drink coffee, and then you just want to put on some glow and you just want to go outside and you feel good about the way your face looks
Yeah.
without all that stuff on.
Amen, sister. That's why we do it.
So, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Oh, morning person or night owl?
Night.
Oh, okay, girl, you're shaking your shake. Okay. One skincare product you refuse to live without.
Glow.
I know that's right. What's always in your purse?
Glow and Glee. Glee is for my, it's a little lip plumper and
Okay.
yeah, and Fresh, which is one of my mists, and my
Oh,
phone,
that's in your purse.
and my keys.
Oh, in your case.
I lose them 10 times a day, Juanita, but yeah.
What's one beauty myth you wish would disappear forever?
Oh gosh. I'm thinking really hard on that.
Yeah.
I'm so busy clearing those myths up. Oh,
Yeah.
that I've had sun damage my whole life, so it's too late.
That part. My mother used to say that.
It's not too late.
Yeah, my mother used to
I
say
laid out
that.
in the 70s with baby oil and iodine. That's what we did. And it is not too late.
What's your favorite way to relax after a long day?
Oh gosh.
Wine?
Yeah, I do like I like a
Whiskey?
red.
You like
I
a
like a
good
red wine.
whiskey?
I like to kick up my feet.
Okay. Do you watch a movie? Like, are you?
Yeah, and I like to curl up with my sweet husband Jeff.
Oh. That's always
I'm
nice to
usually
have somebody to curl
exhausted.
up with.
I talk a lot. Have you noticed? So I'm tired. I get tired and I need to not talk. So I just need to like kind of to like and I work a lot of weekends,
Right.
so to offer our products out to the public. And by the time Monday morning rolls around, I'm like, I just can't talk today. I can't.
And you have
So
somebody that you can curl up with and talk to, and he's probably a
yeah,
good
I'm like, I don't want
listener.
to talk. Just don't make me. So yeah.
Oh my God. And it's been such a pleasure talking and meeting you and having you on this podcast. And I want you to share with us, how can people find you and your
It's so
products?
easy. It's we are at Generations, that's with an S, skincare.net. That's
And
it.
I'm going to put all of that on the show notes too.
Generationskincare.net. And use code GLOW10 for $10 off of your order. And we pay for shipping over $89.95.
Oh,
And we will
okay.
ship it out to you immediately. Get the
Wow.
trio. The trio will change your skin. That's my recommendation. It's going to get rid of your spots. It's going to give you a glow. And it's going to help you with the symptoms of the facial appearance of menopause. The
Oh.
trio.
Girl, I'm glad you said that, because everyone listening here, and they know, we had Miss Berry, Miss Halle Berry, she was on our show talking
Oh,
about
love her.
her menopause and all that stuff, and we were just laughing, because we were just saying, the thing was, she thought something else was wrong with her and found out it was menopause. So it's like, we talk about menopause so much.
I
It's not,
know.
oh my God.
I
And thank
know.
you so much for being on this podcast today. It's been such a pleasure. And you have convinced me, first, I'm going to have you on the show again. And
Okay.
secondly, it's going to be video, because people
Can't
have got
wait.
to see how gorgeous this woman
Well,
is.
you are such a kind lady to say that, and the pleasure has truly been mine. So thank you. Thank you for the wonderful chat. I've enjoyed every bit of it, Juanita. You have a blessed day.
And those of you who have been listening, thank you so much for continually listening to my podcast. We have surpassed another milestone. We have two, th what's it, what was it now? Okay. 2,000 subs? Yeah, we got a lot of subs that I didn't even realize it was that much. So thank you so much for listening. We have
You bet.
Apple, and now we're on Apple Music. So we love that. We're on YouTube. We're everywhere now. So we love that. We love you. And thank you so much for being a part of this struggling but passionate podcast. We love you so much. Thank you again.
Thank you, Juanita.
That's a wrap for today on It Starts Now. Catch us on BBS Radio TV and all your streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, CastBox, and more. Want to keep the conversation going? Hit that subscribe button and share this episode with your crew. And you got a brand or business that you want to promote? Let us team up. Email me at thebeautyfiles2@gmail.com or facejobmedia.com. Your best life, it starts now. We'll see you the next time. Bye-bye.